my parents decided that we'd celebrate breaking up for the summer holidays by coming to the Rep to see Love in a Mist. And I was just bewitched by the whole thing. It was a light comedy. I was probably 11 or 12. And they immediately sort of rushed back and told my friends all about it and insisted that they came with me the next week and the week after, and that's what started it all. I think that by the time I'd been three or four times, there's a fascination of seeing the same actors in different parts, because that the weekly Rep actors really were so good at rehearsing one and performing another. I still don't know how they did it. There was an Agatha Christie. Then, of course, there was David Garrick. Well, we fell for the actor playing him, an actor called David Barron. He wasn't a regular member of the company, much to our regret. It wasn't until the publicity with a rather strange play, The Birthday Party, that was performed the following year, which came to the Grand and emptied to the theatre, that we made the connection between him and an up-and-coming playwright called Harold Pinter. He was one and the same. But we could never quite equate somebody playing a rather traditional role in a traditional play with this very avant-garde play, which was very young girls. We just couldn't make head and tail of it, really.